Hey there, connection cravers. It's your girl Jessica Lane, back with another dose of real talk for Isolation Nation. Today, we're diving deep into something that hits us all at some point. That lonely feeling, the one where you just crave a little more human interaction. Ever felt like you were navigating life on a deserted island, surrounded by people but still missing that sense of belonging? You know that feeling when your social calendar looks emptier than your fridge after a three-day weekend? Let's be honest, building community in this day and age can feel like trying to solve a Rubik's Cube blindfolded. We've got the technology, right? A world of connections at our fingertips. But sometimes, those virtual interactions just don't cut it. They can leave us feeling more isolated than ever. So, how do we break through that loneliness barrier and forge genuine connections? Well, buckle up, buttercups, because I'm about to spill the tea on 5 key takeaways that can help you overcome isolation and build a tribe of awesome humans who get you. First off, let's ditch the, I've got it all together, act. Vulnerability is your secret weapon. It's okay to admit when you need a hand, when you're feeling down, or even when you just crave some good old-fashioned conversation. Trust me, the people who truly matter will step up and be there for you. Think of it like this. Vulnerability creates space for real connection. Number 2. Get out there and mingle. Sounds simple, right? But seriously, make a conscious effort to engage with the world around you. Strike up conversations with your barista, chat with your neighbor, or join a group activity that sparks your interest. Remember, every interaction is a chance to build a connection, even if it's just a fleeting moment of human contact. Third, nurture existing relationships. Life gets busy, but taking the time to connect with loved ones can make a world of difference. Schedule regular phone calls or video chats, plan activities together, and show them you care. Those small gestures can go a long way in strengthening your bonds. Now, let's talk about finding your tribe. Identify your interests and passions. Are you a bookworm, a fitness fanatic, or a budding artist? Join clubs, take classes, or attend events related to your hobbies. You'll automatically find yourself surrounded by like-minded people who share your enthusiasm. And last but not least, don't forget the power of online communities. Social media can be a fantastic tool for connecting with people who share your interests, values, or even experiences. Engage in discussions, join groups, and build relationships virtually. Remember, just because you're connected online doesn't mean you can't form meaningful bonds. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a brilliant graphic designer working from home. She's super talented but felt isolated in her little studio apartment. Days felt long, filled with silence and the occasional ping of an email notification. Then, she stumbled upon an online community for creative professionals. Suddenly, she had access to a network of people who understood her struggles, celebrated her wins, and offered support when things got tough. Sarah started participating in virtual workshops, sharing her work, and even making friends. Her world expanded beyond the confines of her apartment, and she felt a renewed sense of purpose and belonging. Sound familiar? We've all been there, right? But remember, you don't have to stay stuck in that cycle of isolation. By embracing vulnerability, putting yourself out there, nurturing existing relationships, finding your tribe, and leveraging online communities, you can build a fulfilling life filled with genuine connections. So, what are you waiting for? Take those first steps today. Reach out to someone you haven't spoken to in a while, join a local group, or simply smile at the person next to you in line. Every interaction counts. Remember, building community takes effort, but the rewards are worth it. You deserve to feel connected, supported, and part of something bigger than yourself. And that's a wrap for today's episode of Isolation Nation. Don't forget to share your thoughts with me on social media. I love hearing from you. And until next time, keep those connections strong and remember, you are never truly alone.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.